And through the Holy Spirit, we can make this right connection in prayer and have this tremendous reality of who we're talking to. And know we're talking to the one true God. You know, and know that He listens and He knows your heart's desire. He knows what you're thinking before you even ask, you see. But we just want the Holy Spirit to make this more real to us. And that we could be as the Scripture says. You know, if we'll read it here again and refresh your mind. If ye abide in me, this was St. John 15:7, we read last Sunday. If ye abide in me, my words abide in you. Ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Now that is a wonderful place to be in. I think it is, amen, to be in that position with the Lord that we can ask. And the thing it is, you've got to pay attention to what He said there first, though. You see, if ye abide in me, and my words abide in you. Now that takes right there a special person, you see. That goes to predestination. That one that can abide in the Word, and the Word abides in them. Outside of predestination, that does not happen, you see. You cannot match that scripture, this verse 7 of John, without predestination being there. It just can't happen. Because it takes God predestinating. He had preordered you and seen you before the world was ever formed and knew you in order for you to be one that this Word would abide in. Okay? You understand? Okay? So, with that in mind, now let's read our scripture, Hebrews 4 chapter and 12 verse. Let's read this. For the Word, this is again Hebrews 4 and 12. For the Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Okay? So notice what he says here. Is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. So we know he knows our thoughts. But we've got to realize also that he knew what we would think before the earth was ever formed. And we're going to see how much faith we got and how much faith can take us out there to where we can understand something here. Okay? We think we still got God down on some kind of a little pedestal somewhere. Like he's kind of like us, you know, that he doesn't know a whole lot and he's forgetful or... there's no way he could comprehend all these things and keep them all in mind, or it's impossible to think this much, you know, and have these many thoughts. How could this ever be? That's kind of the level we try to put God on sometimes. But we've got to remember, as we go into these quotes and things, God is so great, so mighty, and so powerful that he knows what your thoughts would be before the earth was ever formed. Wow. Now that's something. Yeah. He's God. You know, Brother Branham talked about many times, we'll read a couple places where Brother Branham talks about it. He knew how much tallow would be in the eye of a gnat. Now think of that. And he knew how many gnats there would be. And to us sometimes it just seems like they're overwhelming. He knew how many flies there would be. He knew every makeup of that fly and every fly's details. Oh, he's God. He's God. Let me repeat. And sometimes, as I said, our little faith that we have don't place God up there where he is. Oh, we pray like he's the mighty God and the great I am and this, that, and the other and creator of the heavens and the earth, but is our revelation really there? That we really believe he is all these things, you see. Because if we do, of course, then we're going to express it. We're going to live by it. Our actions is going to manifest from it, you see. Okay? So just stay with us now as we go on here. So let's go, I'm going to read here in the Perfect Faith and listen to what the prophet says here. This was August 25th, 1963, in paragraph 161. His spirit is here. You believe his spirit's here today? Absolutely. Where two or three are gathered in his name in their midst, he would be. So I know from that promise alone he's here. All right? His spirit is here. He knows you. You know he really knows you. All about you. There is nothing you can hide from him whatsoever. He knows all about you. He knows if you're going to be really interested in listening to these things today, whether you're not going to be. And guess what? He knew before the earth was ever formed whether you would be interested or not. Think of that. Okay? He knows you. You've got one thing to do, and that's to believe it, to accept it. He knows. He knows. You believe that? He knows what's in you. Yeah. He knows what you are. He knows what your desire is. He knows what you have need of. Do you believe that? Absolutely. We'll say, well, Brother Steve, then why pray? Well, we'll see as we go along in this. But keep two things in mind. As the scripture we read them, Paul said, pray without ceasing. Another scripture says, pray always. So now how in the world can you do this? How could a person ever have that kind of desire? How could this ever work? You know? Well, let's just read a few things. Okay? Remember, it all depends on what your first love is. Yeah. Now, he's in prayer line. Prayer line is taking place, but I want to read these things for a reason again. Okay? Again, God knows everything about you. And we've read these things before, not this particular ones, as far as exactly how he read it but, or said it, but in different places. He says, Jim, do you believe he knows about that baby? Took his fever before you left, 105. Do you believe he'll heal it? Oh, no, listen. Come on, today, sick, he said. He said he'd come today sick. He said, it'll leave it. I just looked over there and seen them before they left home. What? I just looked over and seen them. What? In his vision. So he knew what was going to happen. Yeah. But who knew these things before the vision was given to the prophet? God did. That's how great he is. That's how concerned he is about your needs. Yeah. You may have been not feeling well yesterday. Don't you think he didn't already know that? Absolutely did. But we've got to have a right kind of connection to channel in to get these things from God. He says, all right, he goes on. He said, that's true now. Mrs. Little, do you believe God will give you the victory over that diabetes? Wait a minute, how did Brother Bam know she had diabetes? God was showing him, but God knew before he showed Brother Branham. Okay? God knew all about this. And guess what? God knew about it before the earth was ever formed. I'll say, now, wait a minute, you're stretching me out a long ways there, Brother Steve. Well, it's up to you whether you can believe or not. There's a woman sitting beside you, don't know you, but the Spirit's upon her. What she's worried about? She's got a child that has had an operation on an eye. She's from Chicago. Oh. Quicker, more powerful than any two-edged sword, a discerner. What is it? The Word. Do you believe that? Certainly. There's a lady sitting there right now, just had an eye operation and didn't do well. You believe it? You'll get all right. Do you believe it? All right. She's thinking about that. Oh, she's what? She was thinking about that eye operation and things wouldn't go well. She was thinking about that. And here God shows that prophet, and that prophet speaks what God wanted him to speak. Knew what that lady was thinking about her eye operation that went bad. Oh, wonder what we got going on God already knows about. Guess what? He knows all about every one of our situations. Every one of them. You see? Mrs. Peckinball, he said, it isn't for you, it's for the grandson sitting there. You're praying about. What? Grandson you're praying about. But you believe that God will make it well. He said, but do you believe God will make it well? You believe God can tell me what's wrong with him? Oh, now she never talked to him about it at all. Not at all. No. Doctors don't know. No, that's right. But it's swelling lungs. That's right. He's got a blood condition. Correct. They're kind of confused about whether they're going to let him go to school or not. He is, again, quicker and more powerful than a two-edged sword. Again, now sitting here today, every one of us, God knows everything about you. Whether you want to believe it or not, he already knows. Okay? I see a woman losing her food. She's somewhere. Let me get her face somewhere. He'd already seen her face. God done showed her his face, so he was looking to see if he could see that face. And now he sees it. Ah, oh, that's the one I saw. Yeah, sitting back there, her name's Mrs. Llewellyn. He didn't know her. Her name is Mrs. Llewellyn. He says, she says, if she believes with all her heart, that stomach trouble will leave you. Oh, my, my, my. Here's a lady sitting right across from her looking at me right now, sitting at the end. She's wearing glasses. She's got arthritis. Now, you've just listened to these things on tape, so you know what's happened. I'm just renewing your mind this a little bit this morning. Okay? She's got arthritis. It's in your left hand. And it was, he says, but it ain't now. Oh, my. Yes, if you believe. Oh. What about that little baby right back there? It comes from Ohio. Got cancer in the eye. Do you believe God will heal it? He'll do it. You believe it? Ashland, Ohio, she was from. Wow. Who knew these things? Brother Brown didn't. That was just a voice. God was revealing these things to, and then he spoke it. See? He says, you believe now that God will make it well? He'll do it. What is it? More powerful and quicker than any two-edged sword. Here sits a lady, something struck her. She's got a trouble in her shoulder. That's right. All right. He said, do you believe it? It'll leave. The word of God, a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. God knew what that little lady was wanting healed from. Yeah. And he knew what was wrong with her. Knew the shoulder problem. Does anybody have anything aching today? Hurting you? Don't you think God knows all about that? Oh, yeah. Have you got any kind of a need in your life that God needs to meet in your life? Don't you think God knows about it? He sure does. Absolutely. No problem for him to take care of. We just got to find the right channel. Oh, my. Just got to find the right channel. Okay? Now, let's just read a little scripture we read a couple weeks ago. This is Matthew 6. Renew our minds back to this. Matthew 6, and we'll read the 8th verse to the 10th verse. Be ye therefore like, he says, be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things you have need of before you ask. They must have known something before. If we don't have to say anything. Is that right? Remember I mentioned Thursday night in closing service about a quote, which we'll get to read them, that you don't even have to say it out loud. God knows what you're thinking. He knows that you're really wanting the deliverance of what, from whatever it is. He knows you're really wanting an answer of what your desire is. He knows. Before you even ask. So now, if he has promised us these promises, ask whatsoever you will, and it shall be given to you. If you shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, cast into the sea, and doubt not, it shall be done. If you doubt it not. Now, if he made the promises of all these things that he has promised us, and he already knows what they would be, don't you think he just can't wait to give it to you if we meet the right channel? Maybe diabetes. Don't you think God knew you'd have it before the earth was ever formed? Absolutely. Yeah. High blood pressure, you don't think God knew about that before the earth was ever formed? Absolutely. Sure does. Knows all about it. My, my, my. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will. But it has to all be met what he said. Yes. Exactly how he said it. Exactly. Then there is no reason why God won't meet the promise that he gave you. Just always remember this. God ain't the problem. God is not the problem. We are the problem. We are the weak in faith. Yeah. We are the people that don't believe. Not him. He already knew what was going to happen. No wonder Jesus said when things happened back then, he said, "Oh, ye of little faith." And here comes a centurion along, and he's wanting prayer for his, one of his own. And he goes up to the Lord Jesus and said, "If you just speak the word, you just speak the word, and I know my servant will be well." And Jesus said, "I have not found this such faith in all the children of Israel." What happened? That little centurion had something special. He had something special. He really believed. He could see what the Lord Jesus was doing through those people's lives. And he knew if he'd done it for them, he'd do it for him also. There was something special there. And there's got to be something special in us, friends, for God to fulfill his word in our lives. There's got to be something special. Oh, my. I hope you can catch these things. He said, "After this manner, therefore, pray ye. Now he's getting this about the Lord's Prayer. "After this manner, therefore, pray ye, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name," or holy be thy name. "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven." It's already played out in heaven. Let it be on earth now, as it is in heaven. Let's talk about that a little bit. Does our faith reach out there and really believe that God is as great as he is? Or do we have just a little bit of doubt, a little bit of wonder that God can't know these things? God can't know what I'm thinking? We'll find out. And as I've said about many messages, you know, as you go deeper and deeper in these things, it just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger. You know, that's what it's supposed to be. As you receive the word, you become the word, and it just keeps getting greater and greater and greater to you. And oh my, what a day it's going to be when we get to that place. And that last one comes in and we'll be able to get off of this earth. But it's going to take more faith in this age than any other age that's ever been. And does it look like there's that much faith in the people? Now, we've heard of some great faith in these past ages. Seen some great faith and read about some great faith that has operated. And just think, it's going to take more faith in all those ages in this age. Because there's going to be a rapture. Yes. People's bodies are going to have to change from mortal to immortal. How big is our faith? Oh, my. Brother Branham, she said, we can't even get healed sometimes. A headache, sickness, can't even get healed. My. How big is God to us as an individual? Do we really believe him? Do we really believe that he's this great? You know, you might have one of the most terrible situations going on in your home. Don't you think God can take care of it? Don't you know God already knew what it would be before it ever happened? So who needs to get fixed? God don't. You do and I do. That's who needs the fixing. Not God. God's got everything just the way it has to be. But we need a fixing. Yeah. We need some straightening out. We need to be a people really on fire for God that's a prayer warrior. We need to be a people that's really filled with the Holy Ghost. A people that's walking in the Word of God, being led by the Spirit of God. Yes. Is God the problem? I repeat. No. We're the problem. Yes. But God, by His Word, is trying to fix the problem. Depends on if you're humble enough and hungry enough and thirsting enough to get fixed. How could any of us sitting here today, any of us, say, I'm right on top notch, Brother Steve. I'm ready. Don't you lie. Don't you lie. There ain't one of us ready for it. But by God's grace, I'm going to get there. Yes. Now, if you feel you're already ready, what I would do, I'd get up out of that bench and I'd leave. That's exactly what I'd do. If I felt I had all this and everything was good, I don't need God today, I would get up and I'd leave. Why sit here? You got everything. That's the problem with a lot of people today. They think they got everything and they've got so much higher to climb. How can you get help from God in that condition? You never will. Nope. But I'll take all He can give me today. Oh, yes. I'll take all He can give me. Let's refresh your mind with this, and then we'll give some quotes again. Colossians 1:16. For by Him were all things created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible. Again, Colossians 1:16. Whether it be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by Him and for Him. So I'm already realizing here, He's great. I mean, He created everything. By Him, all things consist. And if we have to, just think again. Think of our own body that we live in. How complex it is, and all the organs and the veins and arteries and everything, and how just the eye itself, how it works. Just think of that. He made it. Yes. All these other animals that's out here. All this different plant life. Yes. It's hard for me to even understand how gasoline keeps coming. When you're going down the freeway and there's just thousands and thousands of cars everywhere, all these big cities, all this consumption of petroleum. Where does it come from? You think, surely it would have to stop. It ain't going to stop until God stops it. Yeah. The sun. How does it keep burning? How? I'll say, Brother Steve, when God made the sun, you know, He put enough energy in it that it burns itself. That's all fine and good. But I'm going to tell you what. Can you imagine the energy that's being used making those flames that many miles high and putting off that much heat? The BTUs? Where's it come from? He's God. He said, let it be. And it happened just like He said it would be. And He gave us the word, friends, and He said, let it be. Can we accept it? Can we believe it? Do we understand it? You see? Oh, my. And He is before all things. And by Him, all things consist. Wow. That's a mighty God I want to serve all the time. You know, a song we sing, oh, what a mighty God we serve. Yes. And He is the head of the body. Just think, the one that made that sun, placed that moon and all these stars, and we can't even count them all. There's so many of them. We don't even know how many species of animals is in the oceans. They keep finding new things all the time. We can't fathom it in our mind. Just can't get it. He's so great and so mighty. You see? And He is our head. What a mighty head we have. Hallelujah. And he is the head of the body, the church. Now, if he created the sun and it keeps burning like it does, and all these great oceans and the beautiful places on the earth and land and the volcanoes and all these things and just everything that just happens, you know? Don't you think that he couldn't heal your body? Huh? Wouldn't it be much easier? Huh? It seems to me it'd be much easier to heal your body. Especially when one day he's going to give us a glorified body that'll never get sick, never die, never get tired. No. Tell me God isn't wonderful. Now, can we believe these things? Can we believe these things? Oh, my. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning of the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. Whether we realize it or not, but, you know, for him to have the preeminence, that was, he already had to know in advance what was going to happen. Yeah. He already knew in advance what was going to take place. Yeah. He already knew in advance who would serve him, have the desire placed within him. He also knew in advance who would not serve him. He already knew in advance who would not listen to him. He already knew in advance who would persecute his own. He already knew in advance of all these things. Because he's God. And he's great. Mighty. Powerful. You see? Alright? And who's this Melchizedek? Let's read here. I'll try to hurry up here. Time's running out already. Who's this Melchizedek? February 21st, 1965. Paragraph 44 will begin here. God came down and became flesh and died to death in Christ so that he could clean the church in order to get into it for fellowship, you see. God loves fellowship. That's what he made the man at the first time for, was for fellowship. So keep that in mind. God loves fellowship. What do we do when we come together? We fellowship, don't we? When we get done, we may walk out the building and we have fellowship again. We talk to each other and maybe tell each other how much we love each other and ask, can we do anything for or whatever? Maybe just talk. But we have fellowship. Is that right? Well, God loves fellowship. Yeah. When you have fellowship with one another, you definitely talk to each other, don't you? We sing together, don't we? We worship together, don't we? Yes. Don't we pray for each other? Yes. Oh, don't we just long to help each other? Yes, because we're in fellowship. Yeah. And God loves fellowship. He loves to be talked to. Yeah. He loves to be meditated to. He loves you to sing and make melody in your heart unto him because he loves fellowship. But guess what? Again, you don't have to even say it out loud. No. Because he knows what you're thinking. He knows your desires. And he knowed them before the earth was ever formed. Wow. How could this be? Can we all believe that? Amen. Are you serious? You can believe that God knew your desire and he knew your thoughts before this earth was ever formed. I'm not afraid to raise my hand. I believe it. Yes, let it be known that I believe it. There ain't no little, I don't know, yeah, I believe those things. I'll go along with that. You know, it's possible. I want you to know, I believe it. Hallelujah. Before God dwelt alone with cherubims. And notice now, he made man and man fell. But God had a reason for that too. Yeah. So he came down and redeemed man because God loves to be worshipped. What comes from our hearts when we know we've really been redeemed? Now, you take somebody who don't know they've been really redeemed. They don't know really for sure they're born again. They don't really have no worship. They might go through the form. Oh, I love him. I love him. Or thank you, Lord, for my salvation. They might go through the emotions of it, mentally and physically see their body do something, you know. But when one's really known you've been redeemed, there's something on the inside. Glory, hallelujah, I've been redeemed by love divine. Oh, glory, glory, Christ is mine. Oh, to him I now resign. Hallelujah. You know. There's no ifs. There's no wondering. Maybe, possibly. You know. And guess what that created? A real true worship to him. Yes. A real true worship. Not something that just goes kind of halfway. Or you need a piano pounding or a guitar wanging to get happy. Sometimes I like to just kick their feet out from underneath when they do that. Because it ain't real. It's fake. But friends, when it can be there without any music going, oh, now you're talking about something real. Yeah. But in some of these churches today, you've got to get something banging and a beating and a hanging and this, that, and the other to get something moving. To me, it makes me sick. Yeah. But that's just me, maybe. Whatever. The very word God means object of worship. And this that comes among us as the pillar of fire, as something that changes our hearts. Oh, it changes our hearts. That is the same God that said, let there be light. And there was light. He was talking about that sun. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He changes not. Now, in the beginning, God dwelt alone with his attributes, as I spoke of this morning. That's his thoughts. There was nothing, just God alone. But he had thoughts. And you think, you know, if you try to approach this in a carnal way, you think, how could he have that many thoughts? You know, we might have enough thoughts to operate our job and take care of things around the home and the ability to think about people and what we're going to eat and what we're going to drive and all that. But do you realize how small that is compared to the thoughts of God? Oh, it's so tiny. Yeah. Sometimes we think, boy, we can learn this and learn that, and we get so smart, and why, we get the known theology and all this stuff. Well, we think we're a smart cookie. And that ain't even a speck to what God's thoughts can be and are. See? Just like a great architect can sit down in his mind and draw out what he thinks and what he's going to build and create. Now, an architect, he's talking about the architect, he cannot create. He can only take something that's been created and make it in some different form. Because God is the only one that can create. But he gets in his mind what he's going to do, and that's his thoughts. That's his desires. Now, it's a thought, he said, and then he speaks it. And it's a word then. And a word is a thought. Then when it's expressed, it's a word. A thought expressed is a word. But it has to be a thought first. It's God's attributes. Then it becomes a thought. Then a word. Here comes that down to that prophet. Knew exactly what was wrong with that person. It had to be a thought first. It became word. Healing followed it. Is that right? Okay. But who knew about this first? God did. He knows all about you. Does anybody sitting here today think you can hide something from God? There ain't one thing you're going to hide from God. Not even one thought. You might hide a thought from me, but you ain't never going to hide a thought from God. Never. No. Notice those who have tonight eternal life. You sitting here today that have eternal life. Was with him and in him, in his thinking, before there was ever an angel. And I know we've had these things before, but would you just listen, will you? Okay. Before there was ever an angel, a star, a cherubim, or anything else, he said, that's eternal. And if you have eternal life, you always was. You didn't come down here and begin. No, you always was eternal. But we just now took our place in life as we was born from mama. We took our place in life. And now even our actions is just being acted out now. What he already seen in his mind. We're just acting out. That's all it is. Didn't the prophet say that? We're just acting out now? Absolutely. You always was. Not your being here, but the shape and form of the infinite God. He stops here and he skips here. He said, if he isn't infinite, he isn't God. God has to be infinite. Some people say infinite or whatever, but infinite is how I say it. We are finite. He is infinite. And he was omnipresent, omniscient, and omnipotent. And if he isn't, then he can't be God. He knows all things. Did you hear what he said? He knows all things. Everything what you're thinking right now. Amen. Guess what? He knew it before the earth was ever formed. Wow. And you're not here but chance today. No. Knows all things, all places. Remember, we're talking about God. Not as human beings. We're talking about God. He knows all things, all places, because he is omnipresent. Omniscient makes him omnipresent. He is a being. He's not like the wind. He is a being. He dwells in a house. But being omniscient, knowing all things, makes him omnipresent. Because he knows everything that's going on. Everything. You believe that? Amen. I do. Excuse me. Be careful with stream of throat. There can't be a flea that bats its eyes but what he noted. I don't know if you caught what he said there. There couldn't be a gnat to bat its eyes but what he noted. Past, present. Note. It's already done. That he didn't note it. He already noted. He already knew how many times it was going to. What about you? He knew what you was going to do. He knows what you're going to do tomorrow. He knows what you're going to think tomorrow. Guess what? He knew it before the earth was ever formed. Can we really believe how big God is? He's great. We serve a mighty God. Yes, we do. And he knew it before there was a world. Oh, really? A lot of people don't catch that. But maybe before this is over with, you'll catch it. He said how many times it batted its eyes and how much talent it have in it before there was ever a world. Now, if he knew about a gnat and how many tallow was in its eyes, don't you think before the world was formed, he knew how many times you'd bat your eye? Oh, now, come on, Brother Steve. We're going to read it, friends. If you can believe the prophet God gave you. You see? If you can believe what he says. If you can't believe his prophet that he sent in this hour, right there, that pillar of fire hanging over him. If you can't believe it, friends, why are you wasting your time here? Yeah. I don't understand it. It's just like the denominations out there and organizations. People just go to church because they want to be satisfied, and hopefully one day they'll go to heaven instead of burning hell. What a sad reason to come to church for. Yeah. He says, and he said he knew before there was ever a world. He said, that's infinite. We can't comprehend it in our minds. No. No way. But he said, that's God. God's infinite, he says. See? And remember, your eyes, your stature, whatever you was in his thinking at the beginning. And the only thing that you are is an expression word. Glory. Thank God I'm a part of the word. How about you? Are you a part of that word? Oh my. After he thought it, he spoke it. And here you are. And guess what? He already knew how many times he's going to bat your eye. He already knew before the earth was ever formed, I'm going to do this. He already knew. Yeah. He knew before the earth was ever formed, throw my hand up. He's God! Hallelujah. Oh my. He says, and here you are. If it isn't, if you wasn't in his thinking, there is no way at all for you to ever be there. Why? For he is the one that gives eternal life. You remember how we read in the scriptures, not him that willeth nor him that runneth, but God. He said, see that, he skips here, and that is his predestination might stand true. He could choose before any time who? God is sovereign in his choosing. Did you know that? God is sovereign. Let me hurry up, try to at least get to a certain point before we close. Can I go just a few more minutes? Please? You sure? Everybody sure? All right. Question and answers on the seals. Paragraph 185 and 6. This is March 24th, 1963. But remember, God is infinite. He says, do you believe that? I believe it! Amen. Whew. You need to loosen your hands up a little more. Amen. Glory. He says, by being infinite, that makes him, he stops for a minute and says, and then he's omniscient. Do you believe that? Yes! Omniscient means he knows all things. Yes. Saints, I'm trying to get you to a point if you just follow along. He said he can't be omniscient without being infinite. See, there never was nothing but what he knowed. There's nothing they didn't already know. He knowed every gnat that would ever be on earth. He knew every fly that'd be in my barn. Every fly on my cow's eyes. How many times that cow would swish his tail to get the fly off? Do you believe it? If you don't, I feel so sorry for you. He knew every gnat that would ever be on earth and how many times it would bat its eyes. As I said, I believe this, friend. I know it was God's vindicated prophet telling me these things. Maybe some of you can't believe that. I sure hope you do. And how much tallow. Oh, and how much all of it would make it together. Wow. He knowed every breath that you would breathe. He knew I'd done that one. Before the earth was ever formed. He knew I'd do that one before the earth was ever formed. Believest. I'm telling you, if we can't, this word's going to run clear over you. You have to be predestined to it. He knew every breath that you'd breathe and how deep it would go into your lungs. He says, that's infinite. Now, if he's infinite, that makes him omniscient. Is that right? That's right, I'll say. Yeah. And if he's omniscient, that makes him omnipresent. Yeah. Because he knows just exactly the minute, the hour, the time, the split instance of a 55,000th of a second to when it's going to happen. Now tell me you don't know your thoughts. He knows everything about you. He knows what you have need of. That's why the preacher gets up here sometimes and preaches the things he preaches, because he knows you needed it. Hallelujah. Well, and guess what? He knew what you'd need before the earth was ever formed. Yes. He said, get the idea now? Can we begin to get the idea? Then he knows all things. Amen. And that's the reason he has power. All power. And knows all things and can do all things. Now we're seeing God ain't got the problem, does he? Who's got the problem? We do. We need more faith. We need to know who we're talking to when we talk. We need to talk to somebody that knows what's going on. Yeah. We need to talk to somebody that knows what we're going to ask before we even ask it. Yes. We need to talk to somebody that knows what trials I'm going through. Knows all about it. And he knows the victory coming at the end. Hallelujah. I've just got to be able to accept it by faith. Yes. He said, now let's see. Now, and all the children, everyone that God, that skips on here, he says, now remember when Jesus was, let's skip that part for now. And we'll try to close on this one. It's been an hour already. Why don't you sisters come up, please. And we'll dismiss here in just a couple minutes. Paragraph 96 of The Identification of Christ in All Ages, April 9, 1964. Before the world ever begun, he knowed all about it. He knowed every flea. Now he's going to back up what I said. Every fly, even in my barn. Yeah. And how much tallow it would make. You know, when you get a barn full of flies, there's all kind of little brown specks. They leave everywhere. Little feces spots. He knew how many spots. And he knows how many spots is in my barn. And he knows how many spiders is in my barn. Oh, yeah. Are you that silly, Bro Steve? You may call it silly, but I call it a part of God. But that's our problem. God ain't big enough to us. He's a myth, a legend, a hope to, a fairy tale. And we call ourselves believers. Oh my. He says, knew how much talent would make and how many times it would bat its eyes. That's infinite, see, infinite. He said, if it isn't, then he isn't infinite. He knowed everything, though. He is omniscient because he's omnipresent. That makes him omniscient. Makes him omnipresent. He knows everything. Knowed it before the world began. Can you believe it? I believe it. He knowed before the world began. We would sit here. He knowed how many times I'd raise my hands up and down. Glory. It almost makes you want to just keep going. Because he knowed. Hallelujah. He said, well, if you go one too many, it wasn't it. No, I could go one more time and it's exactly how many it was. He's God. Yes. He says, now he knowed the words I would say. Before the world was ever formed, he knew what words I would say today. Yes. And guess what? He knows what you would receive from that word today. And he knew what your desire would be for it. He knew what you would overcome by hearing it. Yeah. Now he knew the words I would say. He knew how many times you would bat your eye. Couldn't try to slide it in there. I say, well, there's one time Brother Stevie didn't know. Oh, yes, he did. Yes, he did. He knew the thought that was going to come. There it goes. You see? He knew how many times you'd bat your eyes. This is before the world was ever formed. And what you would think. Oh, before the earth was ever formed? Yes. You know what you would think. Before the world ever started. Wow. No wonder he said what he did. He knows what your desire is before you even ask. Yes. He knows what you have need of before you even ask. I was thinking about the situation over here again. I just thought that it'd be nice to have that over there. So if something happened to him, we would still have parking over here. And the very following day, he walks over here from his house into the parking lot and says, "Hey, I want to talk to you about this land over here. I would like you to have it because if something happens to me, my daughter would never let you park there." I didn't even pray. I was just thinking it'd be nice to have that. And I was thinking maybe I ought to go talk to him. But sometimes you hate to talk to people about that. But God takes care of it. He comes over. Opens up the door and says, "I'd like you to have this over here." You think that's a coincidence? No. God knew before the earth was ever formed. Oh my. You ain't going to tell me it don't happen. I've seen it happen many times. Just think it. God knew the thought, and here it came. Oh, yeah. Hundreds of times. He says he knew what you would think before the world was ever started. He said, "What are we afraid about?" In closing, what are we afraid about? God is our Father. That's right. He's our Father. We have no worry. People have just lost their faith and confidence in him. True it is. They don't think he's big. They don't think he could know all this that's going on. They don't think he knows their thoughts. They just think, "How could this be? I never said a word to nobody." You ever see that happen? I have many times over the years. Get done preaching something and it slammed them right where it needed it, and they come back and say, "You know, I never mentioned that to nobody. How did you know about that?" So I didn't. The only thing I would have felt was maybe the inspiration struck me to go into that certain way. Who is it? God. It ain't all but chance. Ain't none of it but chance. God knows exactly what he's doing. He's got the program set just right. But you know what? In closing, we need to get with the program. Or we're going to be left behind. We need to get with the program, friends, and make God as big as he is in your life personally. For he is the healer of all diseases, friends. He's the master of the seas. Oh, he's my great redeemer, the one that sets us free. Hallelujah. Oh, he's so wonderful. I'll close there. Amen. Got quite a bit more, though. Amen. So let's just pray God will open our hearts to it. Amen. Hope you've been able to follow me so far in the Word. And I hope you've been able to get to see something here now that God knows all about you. And he loves fellowship. Yeah. Just, it all starts out one simple place, friends. The new birth. The new birth. That's where everything gets to rolling like it needs to roll. If you're not filled with the Holy Ghost, These things are Greek to you, as to say. You have no more desire than anything. You don't even really get what I'm saying. You're not paying attention to what that prophet's saying as I read it. It's just, that was a pretty good message. Pretty good. But that's why we should pray for one another constantly. Yeah. That everyone in the house would be filled with the Holy Ghost, friends. Yes. Everyone. You know, Brother Branham said, oftentimes when we cry out for something like that, or we go to God before something, we let this disturb us and this distract us and this thing. And he was talking about being up in the mountains, he said, and praying, and then briars are in, and the mosquitoes just a bite. And he said, that's when you want to just keep on praying harder until you pray through. Don't let anything distract you. But that might be when the children scream. That may be when this happens and this begins to take place. Now just stay there and just keep calling out on God. Just let her go, friends, and call out on God. Yes. God will see what's in your heart. Yes, he will. He'll let you see. He'll know what's going on. He knows the very desire and what you really are pressing for. Yes, he knows. See. Let us all stand. Sorry to hold you long, but it's hard to get all these wonderful things out in 1 hour. My. Let's just sing that little chorus, even after these precious things, and seeing the height that God has put out there for us, the climbing that needs done. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Amen. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to bowed. Heavenly Father, as we again come to the close of another blessed opportunity we've had today to gather around your word, we ask that you would again just go with us and watch over us, keep us safe upon the highways as we travel, Lord. And Father, bring us back again the next appointed time you have for each one of us. And Lord, again we could come in and listen to thy precious word. And we ask, Lord, again for the revelation these words come into our heart. Oh, God, that it'll live and express, and we'll express how great you are. Our lives will be an action, an expression that you are the great I am, the truth, the light, and the way, the great creator of all things, knowing that by you all things consist. We ask now that you would help us now as we part from this little place, and we ask in your glorious, precious name, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you, Lord. You're dismissed. May God bless you.